Hare Krishna. Today is glorious Balaram Jayanti, which means that it's the appearance day of Lord Balaram, or it's the celebration of the appearance day of Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram appeared quite some over 5,000 years ago, and today we have the opportunity to especially remember Lord Balaram. Hopefully we're remembering him all the time, but this is an opportunity for special remembrance. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Upanishads in Krishna book where he says, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhya, that one cannot achieve anything in this world without the mercy of Bala. Bala means strength. It also refers to Lord Balaram. When Lord Balaram was born, he was called Ram, but because he was very strong, so he was called Balaram. And nothing can be done. Nothing works, nothing moves, nothing is achieved. Labhya, you can't achieve any kind of result without strength, and originally all strength comes from Lord Balaram. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Shankarsana Karatoya Shai Garboda Shai Chpayobda Shai Shishishishishishan Shakalasanityana Dakiramam Sharanam Mamashtu. These are the different forms, features in which Lord Nityananda or Lord Balaram expand himself. Shankarshan, Mahashankarshan, Karna Vishnu, Karna Dakshaya Vishnu, Garva Dakshaya Vishnu, Shira Dakshaya Vishnu, and they are they serve the Lord in his universal function, and therefore they make the universe is possible, each individual universe possible, the creation of planets and planetary systems within the universe, and even the atoms. Nothing actually functions. Nothing functions unless the Lord energizes all of these aspects of his creation. For instance, scientists are looking to keep, what is it that keeps atoms together? What is it, that force that keeps atoms together? Here's the answer. That it is that Bala Shakti, Svabhavaki Jnana Bala Kriyatcha. It is the potency of Lord Balaram, and that is what makes electrons move, atoms stay together. And from the atomic, the subatomic, to the universal scale, everything is enacted by Lord Balaram's grace. Material things and spiritual things. I'm speaking, my ability to speak is based on Lord Balaram giving me that ability. If he takes that speaking ability away, then I can't speak anymore. I'm sitting, my ability to be able to sit upright is also by Lord Balaram's grace. So all activities, everything is achieved and fulfilled, accomplished by the grace of Lord Balaram, and particularly the activities of devotional service. For here, Nayam Atma Bala, verse doesn't speak only about material attainment, but it also means spiritual attainment. If we want to be spiritual successful, then we require blessings and strength from Lord Balaram. Yasya aprasada bhagavat prasada, yasya aprasada nagati gutopi. Without the grace of Guru, one cannot attain Krishna's mercy. And the original Guru is Lord Balaram himself. He is the original spiritual master. Why? Because Balaram dedicates his life to serving Krishna, to broadcasting Krishna's glories. And that's the function of any Vaishnav, and that's why you say that all Vaishnavas are also gurus. They must be gurus. They cannot not glorify Krishna. They're already glorifying Krishna and taking responsibility for glorifying Krishna and what happens when others also becomes inspired to do the same. That is the service that spiritual masters perform. And the original spiritual master is Lord Balaram. He gives us blessings and strength to accomplish our different attempts at devotional service, to chant Hare Krishna nicely, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to study Vedic literature, to study Bhagavad Gita and understand Krishna's words. Lord Balaram is very eager. Since he's the first or the initial, he's the first because he's Krishna's first expansion of Krishna's personality, in the same way that Srimati Radharani is the expansion of Krishna's potency. So these are our adigurus, these are our original spiritual masters, and everyone thereafter represents them. They are representatives. And so by their grace, we're able to engage in devotional activities, to advance forward in spiritual life, and to perfect Krishna consciousness, to come to the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness by being blessed with the mercy, full mercy, of the spiritual potency, spiritual energy. So again, Mayamatma Bala Hine Nalabdhya, that cannot be accomplished without Lord Balaram's mercy. We're conscious, aware of Lord Balaram all the time, but particularly on this day, it gives us an opportunity to offer special prayers, to offer special words of praise to Lord Balaram, and request some special mercy. Actually, we have so many days that festival days where we have the appearance, disappearance day of great Vaishnavas, different incarnations, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, more or less our prayers are along the same lines. They're just addressed to different people. Somehow or another, we want to attain that perfection of being able to properly, perfectly, without motivation, without any selfish interest, to be able to serve and please Krishna. And when Lord Balaram sees that, he also becomes very pleased. So here's someone who wants to come back to the spiritual world and serve Krishna. He becomes very much willing and favorable towards that devotee, because Lord Balaram just wants to increase service opportunities to Krishna and increase service to Krishna. The more living entities that are serving the Lord, the better. And when he sees that someone even has a faint desire for that, then he fans that spark. So this is Lord Balaram's appearance day, in the seventh month of the seventh pregnancy of Devaki. She was in Kamsa's prison, and the previous children, they had all been killed by Kamsa. So Krishna ordered Yogamaya to transfer Balaram from her womb into the womb of Rohini, who was also pregnant, but she was living in Vrindavan under Nanda Maharaj's care. So, and a month thereafter, in 8th month, then Lord Balaram took birth. And then again, Devaki got pregnant after some time, and 8 months thereafter, then Krishna was born. So when we say that Lord Balaram is now, well, in a week, 8 days from now, is Krishna's appearance, it doesn't mean that Lord Balaram is 8 days older than Krishna. He's a year 8 days older than Krishna. His appearance, birthday is celebrated before that. So he's Krishna's older brother. And because he's Krishna's older brother, then he also has somewhat of a paternal mood. Aside from his natural fraternal mood, friend relationship, he has a paternal mood. And like everybody else, Lord Balaram also has a mood of servitude. Everyone, even Krishna's mother, father, whoever they may be, everyone has this mood of service to Krishna. It's particularly in Goloka Vrindavan, or here even in the world, sometimes it's very much disguised by the other moods of paternity or friendship or conjugality, but still everyone wants to serve Krishna. Everyone is Krishna's servant. Jivara Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. We're all eternally Krishna's servant. And so even Srimati Radharani, although she has the conjugal mood, but within that conjugal mood, the mood of servitude is also there. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some verse there, Das, everyone is thinking, Advaita Charya is thinking, Vajnitananda is thinking, everyone's thinking that I am Chaitanya Das. Chaitanya Das, Mui, Mui Chaitanya Das, and yes, that's the verse. So, Lord Balaram also thinks of himself as Krishna's servant, along with thinking of him as his brother, his younger brother, and serving Krishna in different ways. So, let us also take blessings from Lord Balaram to continue serving Krishna in this life, so that we can serve him also in the next. Hare Krishna.